that up. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist, Joe McNally. You know, Joe, we were talking about before we went to break, part of the beginning of this insanity and discriminatory movement on Republicans' parts to take away the rights of many people in this country to vote by all sorts of shenanigans. You know, you talked about the photo ID and all of those things. It has morphed, not just with the photo ID, Joe. They clearly have a sinister plan that they are going to control, you know, this nation, and that this nation is has headed in the wrong direction, and it's really taken away rights for many whites in this country, and now we want to take it back, and that's what's at the root of all of this foolishness. And I got to tell you, Joe, some of us who live in this country, especially those of us who grew up during the civil rights struggle and saw what this nation was and the ugly time in this nation's past, and, you know, don't want to see that come back, and are going to fight tooth and nail to not allow these people, many of them who call themselves Republicans, to take us back to those ugly times of the past.
Well, but the problem is, I agree, and Republicans right now, the leader for the Republican nomination for president in 2024 is still Donald Trump.
Right.
That's a person that lost the presidential election by 7 million votes. Now, and it's absurd. And of course, if he is the candidate, he will lose by 14 million votes. but the problem is that you have to be aware that every election is about that. And the election coming up in November, which is for, you know, as you well know, Governor Evers as governor, and the one of the worst Republican senators in the country, Ron Johnson. Now, there is no doubt in my mind that the same voters who voted Donald Trump out of office by 7 million votes across this country. It wasn't nearly that many in Wisconsin, but it was. All across the nation, it was 7 million votes, and it was a majority of Wisconsin. They are not going to elect Donald Trump. I'm telling you, the country is not going to elect Donald Trump.
Joel, you don't think that, but
here's what I do think: Republicans don't care if they win a majority. They don't care because they are a minority party. But here's what they want to do. They want to throw out the votes in Wisconsin that vote against their candidate. And you still got crazy people, corrupt people, people who get up and lie in public, like Michael Gableman, who will tell them he didn't win Wisconsin. Joe Biden didn't win in Wisconsin. That was the only people who, and if we throw out all the votes from the corrupt, lying people who tried to steal the election, Donald Trump doesn't say he narrowly lost the election. He says he won it by a landslide. So they're going to need to throw out most of the votes. in order to produce a landslide for Donald Trump, they're going to have to throw out just millions of people who voted for Joe Biden. And in Wisconsin, they're going to have to throw out hundreds of thousands of them. And in fact, their congressmen are perfectly willing to do that. And their legislators are perfectly willing to do that. You know, you had in Wisconsin 10 Republicans, including the chairman of the Republican Party, who met in the Capitol. They had to break in because the state Capitol was closed for the pandemic at that time. They met in the Capitol on the same day that Wisconsin's electors met by under the Constitution of the United States to declare that Joe Biden had won Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes for president. 10 Republicans met in the Capitol and voted that they had been that Donald Trump had won the election and that they were the electors from Wisconsin, not the ones that voted for Joe Biden. And they actually signed fraudulent documents and sent them, these Republicans sent fraudulent documents to the United States Senate and to the National Archives, which is where the official records of the federal government are kept, declaring that they had been elected by the people of Wisconsin to cast Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes for Donald Trump instead of for Joe Biden. Now, all 10 of those people who signed fraudulent documents lying to the federal government should be prosecuted. That is against law. But it hasn't happened yet, has it? You haven't heard about any of those 10 Republicans being prosecuted. Actually, one of them just lost her election. She was an alderwoman in northern Wisconsin.
Well, Joe, they're not going to be prosecuted because Republicans control the Supreme Court and they control the legislature. So
yes. Yeah. Yep. You got that. So if they're not the fact is there is no case that's before the Supreme Court. But I'm with you. I do not trust that the Supreme Court might make an honest ruling if it does ever reach the Supreme Court. We cannot expect the U.S. Supreme Court with three Trump appointees on it to make an honest legal decision anymore. We really can't. And we're going to see that over the next, God knows, 10 years. We don't know how long there's going to be a right-wing majority on the Supreme Court that will no longer follow the Constitution. If they can throw out Roe versus Wade, which has been a constitutional right for 50 years, half a century, if they can throw that out just because they don't like it and they want, abortion to be outlawed in America, even though women have had a constitutional right to decide for themselves whether they want to give birth when they become pregnant.
Joe, we're going to have to go to a break, but when we come back, oh, we got a couple of minutes yet. I want to say this, Joel. We talk about constantly what the Republicans have done and what they're going to be doing and all the votes, seven million votes, but that more votes that Biden got than Donald Trump. But doesn't this come into play? People right now dealing with the gas prices, the inflation, the war, all of these things that are happening right now while Joe Biden is the president. So it's been a little over a year, but they're blaming him for all of these things. And there are people who voted for him the first time around who were independents, who... You aren't concerned that many of them now, based on what is happening may turn around and vote the other way, even though it's the devil and Donald Trump, because things have changed in their lives?
The problem isn't an election that Donald Trump is involved in, because I don't believe he's a loser.
He's a loser
and a liar. But I'm worried about every other election. Now that we know that the Republican Party no longer supports American democracy, it really doesn't. Not only, good God, in this war, it doesn't even support Joe Biden and the rest of the world against Vladimir Putin. You actually have idiots who are listening to Tucker Carlson proudly proclaim every night on Fox News that he's for Putin. And that's where they get much of their thinking, that side. So if you know that the Republican Party doesn't support democracy and doesn't even support Joe Biden against Vladimir Putin, now that is not a majority opinion in this country. I know that. That 1% of Americans will tell Gallup in Gallup polls that they will say right out loud they support Putin. But as a matter of fact, 99% of Americans, including Republicans, do not support Putin. Now, Donald Trump does. He still says he's a genius.
Hey, Joe, hold the thought, Joe. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.